and I did promise we would talk about the TV show last night, The Woman Who Woke Up Chinese. It's a very moving story. I was moved to tears. Let's call them tears. And I watched it. And you know what? It is actually emotional for me to talk about this because I suffered a similar thing. If you didn't see the show, what happened was she had a migraine, she goes to sleep, wakes up the next morning and speaks with a Chinese accent. And I had a very similar thing happen in my life. A few years ago now, I took part in a documentary for the BBC, and there's still some clips of it online on YouTube. I'll play a clip for you now. This is the documentary I took part in a few years ago. It's quite emotional.
Tonight, we look at a man with a rare medical condition.
My name's Steve, and a few years ago, I went to bed with a headache. And when I woke up in the morning, I was just really grumpy.
You what?
Yeah, just grumpy in a mood. It's really, really grumpy.
From that day onwards, Steve was never the same again. Doctors couldn't work out the cause of this rare medical condition, early onset grumpiness.
I just used to snap at people. I mean, in my defence, you know, they were idiots, but yeah. People used to say, oh, you've just got out of bed the wrong side today, but my bed's against a wall, so it must be something more medical, yeah?
We sent Steve to see a professor at Medeop University.
Ah, Mr. Allen, come in, sit down. So, what seems to be the problem?
I thought you were going to tell me you're the professor, a flipping genius over here.
Oh, I see.
There may never be a cure for Steve, but with such high levels of grumpiness, he can look forward to a long career as a bus driver.